Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
An amazing show for you tonight. Thank you all for showing up in Where Are We, Brooklyn? The planes, the trains, the automobiles. But you know, it is Sunday and we are at church. So congregation, you know how we start. It's with devotion. It's with the music, right? So help me out if you know it. I love you. Oh my God. I'm gonna keep it together for the show, but my family's here. Like, people pulled out. Shout out to my family in the booth. My friends, my loved ones. All of you are my loved ones. Let's get our parasocial relationship on real good. First up is the First Lady of the congregation. You've heard her many times on the podcast, the live shows. She's a stand-up comedian that has so many shows out here in New York. And also, she'll be popping up in your city, wherever you at, honey. The hilarious Sydney Washington! Next up is actually her partner in crime. Marie Faustin, I don't know if you've seen her TikToks, but they are very popping. She's also a stand-up comedian and a baddie. So give it up for Marie Faustin! Let's keep it going, y'all. The writers are off strike, so I can say this. We have a writer from SNL, Alex England! And last, but very not least, baby, we have an SNL performer, a comedian, a wonderful human, Punky Johnson!
Thank you.
I gotta get all my things together, y'all. I gotta make sure the skirt is, see. Oh my God, Sydney, can
we gotta
hold
do
this?
A coochie check.
Well, yeah, oh my God.
Lacey said, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. Out of town, you out of town.
All right,
out
of town. Yeah.
All right, that's a good plan. Go suck a nigga's toes. Oh Lord, my mama's here. All right.
Oh shit, I forgot too. My Wait. Dad, and my
no,
mama.
No, no, no. Act bad. My mama, Lori knows the life. She knows the life.
Where's your mom?
Lacey, mama, you gotta go. You gotta get out.
Where's?
No. My mama cool.
You. No, you sure?
Mama Lacey.
No, my mama is cool as hell.
I just want mama to know wherever you are, I am saved. I am a good Christian gay.
Delivered. Delivered. Okay, yes.
I don't wear purses. I don't wear nails.
Alex.
All right, y'all. So we are about to get the show started. And if you know the show, you know what's coming up first. Anybody? Yes, right there. Right in front. Right in front. Sister. Yes, and in your red. You better be in your red. Yeah. Oh, we deltas too. Okay then. Well, all right then.
Suddenly, I feel like we at Howard University. Oh shit.
No, Alex. Alex, there's too many white people in here for this to be Howard University.
Calm it down now.
Don't do that.
They finna stomp the yard. Okay, yes. I know that's why
one
you better
band,
have your
one
nail
sound.
Your... Oh, no. Have your nail your on. All right.
What is that? Like
punkies
a lesbian
punkies,
game
punkies,
time?
We can strut it out of this
that?
Bitch.
Punky's in a sorority also. She's in a sorority. It's actually crazy that you're sitting with all this red.
That's before they found out I was a man. You big dyke bitch. You can't be in a Zeta. You should have been a Sigma.
Damn. And on that note.
Right.
What's hot and fried? Yes. So today. You know we had to give an update on our Queen Elizabeth, okay? It's the only one I recognize. I don't know the one who died, okay? Lizzie and her turtlenecks, and I don't know if you guys know, but she's recently linked up with Jin Shah.
No.
And so we're going to hear a little bit about their relationship in prison and out.
Prizing friendship while behind bars with none other than fellow inmate Elizabeth Holmes. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City alums,
nice
Rep. Chris Giovanni notes to People in an interview published September 14th, they're friends. They're both rehabilitating and have bonded over being on this journey of positive change. Their situation brought them together, and they have a good understanding of one another. They're getting through it together. As for how exactly the reality star has bonded with the Theranos founder, Chris continues, Jen's given her a lot of advice. She's even met Elizabeth's baby and held her.
She held her baby.
Elizabeth, who welcomed
her
second child with William Billy Evans in February before starting her sentence
in
spring,
is real fine,
has
and I don't
also
understand.
Attended Jen's fitness
class
called
Shawmazing
App. Both Jen and Elizabeth are serving time in federal prison in Bryan, Texas. Jen was sentenced to 6.5 years in January, an amount that has since been reduced by about a year after she pleaded guilty to one count.
She's got less time, though, so what is
she
going
to
do when them 9 years pull up and she don't got her homegirl?
She began her sentence in February and
look
is scheduled
that outfit.
To be
look at the shoulder pads.
That is like if the Federal dictionary Bureau definition of a scammer, website. That outfit
As for Elizabeth,
is right
the former biotech mogul was sentenced to 11 years Ooh, and 3 months in
years.
Prison in November 2022,
like
which has since been reduced to about 9.5 years for defrauding investors in her now defunct blood testing company, Theranos, of hundreds of millions of dollars. Her release shared by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of California. According to the release, the sentencing came after Elizabeth, who founded Theranos in 2003, was convicted in January 2022 of one count conspiracy to commit fraud on investors and three counts of committing
fraud on individual
investors.
So she went from 11 years to 9 years. They
brought
it down a
little bit. Wire transfers totaling more than $140 million.
I think it was because of the pregnancy.
Elizabeth reported to prison in May and is set to be released in 2032.
Listen, she said, I got to stay out of jail by any means necessary. Let's have it.
Has reached out out to both Jen's rep as well as Elizabeth's team for comment, but have yet to hear back.
Girl, whoever's doing the news report sounds like they got anemia.
I'm still kind of confused.
They sound anemic.
Okay, I will...
I need to be
and then
caught
Alex
up.
Was yapping on top of it. I didn't know what was said.
You know, I don't really care when white women go to jail. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, whatever. Like, sure. One of them and like 800,000 of us still. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, whatever.
Well, the gist of the video is that Jen Shah and Elizabeth Holmes have become friends. Yeah. Jen Shah held Lizzie's baby. And Lizzie even attended one of Jen Shah's workout classes.
Yeah.
She teach a class?
I'm so lost.
They got class pass in jail?
I know they got matching Cuban links. I know that.
I feel like they're going to Martha Stewart jail. Like, they have a little decor. Yeah. Like, over their barred window will be, like, a nice, like, mesh curtain. And...
Okay, like Orange is the New Black jail.
Yes.
Okay. And who Jen Shah is like, she's like a housewife, right? I don't
really
know her.
Of Salt Lake City.
Wait. So the other, like, brown-looking bitch, she Jen Shah? That's Jen Shah.
See, we don't really watch it over here.
Y'all are bad gays. You don't know about the Real Housewives.
If it's not Atlanta or Potomac, you know what I mean?
Better.
I'm not really fucking with it. Like,
do better.
Like, me and Alex don't need to be here. We should.
But really, I don't really support Housewives franchise. It's like we are really just watching women drink a lot and gain weight for many years. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Oh, my God.
That's quality television.
They go on girls' trips.
The gay man is jumping out. Like, what the fuck?
They be throwing events.
I don't want to be involved in that sort of exploitation. You know?
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
So what the hell do you watch, Alex?
Yeah.
Women's basketball.
He's pandering. Stop playing. You just started watching when LSU won.
I did just start watching it. Yeah, that's true. Brittany Griner showed up and I was like, oh, I can get with
this. How many ways can Alex continue to prove he's gay as fuck? Women's basketball.
I'm going back in the closet after this.
We won't be mad at you at all.
No. I'll close the door. I'll lock it tight.
We need him off the streets.
Scams!
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream, are you kidding me? It's giving Rish, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have 3 different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cut! Let's move into our next segment, Historic Hoodwinks.
Iconic. Iconic.
Call me now.
Wagwan.
Wagwan.
For your free reading.
Now the Jamaicans are going to fight me after the show.
No.
Because I will be doing the worst Jamaican accent that I can do. Okay?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, damn, y'all booing me? Well.
Even the whites are mad.
The whites are mad at everything.
Listen, Lacey.
Oh, there's too many white people here not to be supporting
Chet
me.
Chet Hayes is offended.
Support me.
Lacey, you sound worse than the crab from Little Mermaid.
Absolutely.
Ariel, no.
No.
Ner.
Y'all gonna let me do my Chet takes.
Zaga, zaga, za.
Y'all gonna do for
Bomba clot, Ross clot. So we're talking about Miss Cleo. So, some facts about Miss Cleo. In the late 1990s, if you watch TV after midnight, which means you're either depressed or you ain't got no job. Me as a child.
Me as well.
So you knew Miss Cleo, a Jamaican psychic who promised to offer advice on everything from money to love. Yeah. However, the company behind the face of the Psychic Readers Network were up to more nefarious schemes to scam callers. So in the late 1990s, Miss Cleo entered the infomercial arena as a one-woman tarot card psychic with a thick Jamaican accent. Let's see some of her work.
A real psychic. Try us right now for free. Your father had a stroke at a young age, did he not?
Right.
You know what, Lacey?
Did you
she sound like
a great deal in your late teen years?
Yes, I did.
Okay. His eyes are almost spooky. They're so pretty.
That would be my ex-boyfriend.
First 3 minutes for free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That part.
Honestly, iconic behavior.
Also, I really enjoyed that she said something about, oh, there's a past lover in your life. And she was like, oh, it's my ex-boyfriend. And she was like, oh, I can see that he's out of your life now. Didn't you? She said ex. She said ex. What you mean?
Now, wait, where was she from? Because if you're Jamaican from, like, L.A., then that, like, everything checks.
She is from L.A. Yeah. Is she from L.A.? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. She got this on her IMDb still?
Yeah.
Call me now. It's on her LinkedIn.
Is she still alive?
No.
She died?
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Oh.
Spoiler alert.
I did not see that coming. You've done what you had to do. You've done your work. Come on.
Dad, so Miss Cleo's government name is Yuri Del Harris. She was born living in L.A. in 1962, but told people she was brought to the U.S. from Jamaica, man, and given away by her mother. That was good. I hit that one.
Rihanna would be proud.
She's from Barbados.
Wow.
Wow. Sydney, not Rihanna, would be proud.
I think she still would be proud, though.
Woo. My 50 is made in Brooklyn. I don't care.
Damn. See, even some white people were like, I knew that.
So, Miss Cleo wasn't just a conduit to the spirit. She also was an actress. Yes.
No.
She once skipped town after closing a show claiming that she had bone cancer and did not properly play the cast and crew. So she put on a show and then she said she had emergency bone cancer. You know how that works.
I'm going to use that. That's good. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Next bad
she
date.
She couldn't pay anybody.
Next bad date I go and I'm going to be like, I got to go. I got bone cancer.
Yeah.
Bone cancer is not a joke, yeah. But it's just like, I feel like that's something that takes time and tests.
Yeah, it hit me just now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I gotta go home and take like curtain call and then.
My bone cancer medicine is at the house. Yeah.
When I'm at a bad party, I'm like, ooh, the bone cancer is flaring up. I gotta
go. Ooh, I feel my bone cancer right here tonight.
This is triggering. I'm moving on.
Oh, wow. Where my bone cancer at? No, I'm kidding.
No. So in 1997, she was approached by Stephen Fetter and Peter Soles, who were cousins from Fort Lauderdale. We'll see them. Oh, so this is just Miss Cleo on her everyday. She got hella turbans. Like,
she looked like Nick Cannon in all three of these pictures.
Bitch.
She looked like
she
Nick.
She goes to Joann's Fabrics and she's like, run it up. And I love that for her, okay? She was giving psychic energy. So these are the two dudes that approached her. This is Stephen Fetter and Peter Soles.
You know they was wearing a dusty Skecher when they approached her.
A little New Balance action.
A little
Costco jean. Yeah. Yes. So they're from Fort Lauderdale, and they own the Psychic Readers Network. And so they were like, Miss Cleo, we want you to represent us as a mystic shaman from Jamaica. Miss Cleo had originally come from the character that she was set to play in a Seattle play. So Miss Cleo is a character.
She method. She's the original Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wait, so the play didn't go through, so she did this?
No, so she did the other play. Okay. Then she had to skip town because of her bones. And then she was going to reopen it in Seattle. And it was going to be Miss Cleo. And then they were like, we love this, Miss Cleo. Would you like to be the face of the Psychic Network? And she was like, sure, call them and I'll. Yeah. They called her now.
They called her.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm wondering why she ain't get asked to host Saturday Night Live. You know what I mean? Like, she would have been a fantastic guest.
Right.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Damn, it's a lot of Cleo fans here. Y'all really,
comedy, yeah.
What the hell's going on here?
So within 2 months of Miss Cleo's first show, she had the best numbers they had seen in history. With the popularity of the show, Miss Cleo couldn't answer everyone's calls with her catchphrase, call me now, but the line is busy. She's like, call me back. So the Psychic Network went on to hire other psychics with Jamaican accents to answer the phones because the callers would be more willing to spend money if they heard a Jamaican accent.
LOL!
Yeah. Now, wait, who are these people who were calling, though?
Everybody.
People who felt like she could solve their problems.
I've called the psychic hotline during the pandemic. I was bored.
During the pandemic?
Babe. Damn.
Girl.
That's down bad. That was rock bottom. Really? Yeah.
Lacey, what you was asking the psychic about?
Yeah, I want to know.
I mean, I was asking about my love life, and I was asking, they didn't give me nothing there. I'm still single.
It's a pandemic. We're all going to die. You talking about when's the next time you're getting dick? That's
stay,
crazy.
Stay in the house, girl.
That's
like,
crazy.
We can't do nothing.
I was trying to go down like Rose on the door in the Titanic, like have a little fling, and then they just go away down. I just want a little door buddy for a little bit. They hanging on. I'm like,
you wanted a door?
I'll never let go.
Girl, you wanted a door buddy. They was on Tinder all pandemic.
They was at the liquor store. You just needed to walk to the liquor store.
I wanted them to come to my house. So they advertised free, like you said, Alex, free psychic advice. But calls were only free for the first 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, did you call? Because you knew that real bad.
I read it. It was on a commercial.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So after that, it's $4.99 for every minute. So basically $5 a minute.
Yeah, I was running up your parents' phone bill that night.
What the fuck? I would have been charging after the 30 seconds. Like, what the fuck?
Well, the first 3 minutes is like, hablo español, blah, blah, blah. I press two.
Right. And then she got you got to wait for her to shuffle that big-ass fucking deck of cards. So
yeah.
That's like
yeah.
3 minutes,
yeah.
You know.
And
you know,
they do the shuffling on the phone.
She ain't even said shit to you yet.
You know the crazy thing
is. Spades cards.
Lacey, the crazy thing is that I saw those commercials a lot, and I passed over that. I called for 1-800-WOW. The sex.
What's that?
I called for the sex.
Oh, with the girls who are like, we are 18.
Yes.
Really? Yeah, they are 54.
Who cares about the future? I'm like, where the hoes at? That's what I was looking at.
Yeah. I did order a Girls Gone Wild tape. And my mama was like, oh, thank God. You know?
Now she's trying to throw her off.
Ooh, his wrist. I was worried about his wrist.
She delivered it to your room. She was like, you got mail.
You got mail, son. Yeah.
Did you do it from the landline? Because I had to do it on the house phone, and I did the rotary, and it was like,
oh.
You telling your age, sis. Cindy, calm down.
Listen, my friend is a woman rotary. Of a particular age.
She said I had to pick up the phone and call the operator to connect me. like this.
Hello. Hello. Yeah,
hello,
I had to get a
good
pigeon
time
and everything.
Yes. So,
y'all are ages. That's fucked up. It's fucked up.
So most of the first 3 minutes was spent getting the caller's contact information to add them to the company's mailing list. The psychics would read off their scripts to drag out the calls as long as possible. So you ain't even got to your problem yet. You're like, will my baby daddy come back? Or whatever it is. They're like, okay, where you live? What's your street address? Is there an apartment number? Like, they're doing all that for the first 3 minutes so they can get you to the five.
Sis, if they do the Little Mermaid again, you should definitely get, this is good.
And that's
you're
it.
Hitting, you should do the Little Mermaid on Zeus Network.
Y'all know? Wait. No,
Baddie's Disney.
Baddie's Disney. Wait, because then I can do my song. So
yeah, girl, it's Lil L-I-L Mermaid.
I don't know.
Lil Mermaid.
Y'all. Cinderella did her big ones, you know? Like.
Yes.
Wait.
She took that shoe off and that bitch.
Yo, I gotta say, though, when it comes to Miss Cleo, when you say that people were calling on her behalf, yeah, all I hear is, yo, Miss Cleo was out here creating jobs, dog. Like, she's, yeah.
She was contributing to
the
economy.
Somebody had a paycheck, dog. And at the end of the day, get to the bag, all
right? Right.
And I have my scammer Little Mermaid song. Yeah. Some of y'all have heard it if you follow me on Insta. I want to be where the scammers are. I want to see.
Stop it.
Want to see them stealing, riding around in those, what do you call, stolen cars. Up where they grift, up where they rob, up where they run away from the cops. Wish I could be part of that world.
Wow.
Call me Zeus. Call me Zeus.
I was going to say, we were all careful as to just keep quiet for that so you could use that clip when you send it to them. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, self-tape in.
Get shit here. Get booked.
G-O-D.
Yeah,
G-O-D.
Lacey, go ahead and slate for us, babe.
Hi, my name is Lacey Mosley. I'm 5'9".
And you're 19 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Little Mermaid didn't have any legs, so you don't have to be your height, right?
That's a good point.
She had legs for half of the movie.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, well.
And they
well,
would
the
be
other
long.
Half, you don't need to,
Marie,
they would be
Maria
long,
Walt
whatever.
Disney
don't get
historian
it.
Over here, you know, like she is. Yeah, she know.
The movie was about her getting some legs.
Yeah. It was literally
getting some legs. Get it.
This is terrible.
That's not what the movie was about at all.
Y'all are terrible.
That's what you think the movie was about?
What'd you say?
I thought the movie was about her getting some dick.
It is. And now back to the podcast.
Right.
So, if callers ask for Miss Cleo, the bootleg Cleos, they were instructed. Oh my God. So if callers ask for Miss Cleo, the fake Miss Cleos, were instructed to take as long as possible to go looking for Miss Cleo. So they would be like, oh, you want Miss Cleo? Hold on 1 minute. Cleo, you in the bathroom now?
Meanwhile, you on the phone like.
And I'm just in the back, Cleo.
And
then they come back and be like, she not here. So Miss Cleo was so famous that TV stars like Dave Chappelle and Raven Simone, or is it Simeone? How she say we're supposed to say it?
Simone.
Raven Simone parodied her character on their shows. So we'll see a little short clip of a parody of Miss Cleo right here.
Dave Chappelle's educated guest line. Dave Chappelle is not a psychic.
Not the
he is merely a racist who believes that stereotypes dictate our futures.
Yes. I can't play too much, you know the turf stuff. I heard that woo. Hey, for the girls, for the dolls. Yes. So in 2002, the Federal Trade Commission sued the Psychic Readers Network for engaging in unfair and deceptive trade practices. So you know when you start getting money and the government start hating? That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. That's how I know I didn't make no money yet, because they haven't hit me up at all. It's too clear right now.
When Uncle Sam starts coming, like, run me the bag, yeah. That's how you know. So during the investigation, Miss Cleo was actually dropped from the suit when it was discovered she actually made very little money and likely wasn't an accomplice.
Damn.
They were robbing Miss Cleo.
She didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Ooh, a professional over here. A professional.
Call me now. Where's my check?
Sell me now.
Yes. So the psychic network was forced to give $500 million in outstanding customer debts and pay a $5 million fine. I've been wondering where them fines go to, because it's like, if it's not going to the victims of the scam, then what the government is like, you got to give us $5 million too, because the law.
But they also getting taxed off that other $5 million. That government is so scammy.
Shady.
They are.
The original scammers.
How do I get in the government? How do I do that? They got some.
Yeah, Sydney, we'll all vote for you. Yeah.
We need to get in the government, because they even have cute phrases for robbery. They don't call it robbery. They call it forfeiture.
Yeah.
I want to forfeiture some shit. How do I do that?
Or embezzlement. That's good. Embezzlement.
Well, that's illegal.
That's illegal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's such a sexy word. Embezzlement. Yeah.
Embezzlement, yeah. Daddy.
Embezzlement. That's his name on Grindr. Embezzlement.
Embezzlement.
You look like an embezzler, sir.
Embezzlement.
It is giving entanglement. You know
entanglement,
what I mean?
Embezzlement.
I was in an embezzlement, you know, like.
Everybody need a little bezel every now and then. Like, yeah. Listen.
That's the new razzle dazzle right there.
Yeah, that's the new Riz. Just a little razzle.
Yeah. I kind of like it. My coochie jumped a little bit. I want to be in an embezzlement.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring, because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
So it's estimated that the psychic network collected about $1 billion in payments from customers. $1 billion of them things. What were people going through? I'm kidding. We live in America.
Yeah.
It's bad. Oh, goodness.
Wait, who was president during that time?
Bush. Bill Bush.
It was like Clinton Bush. I feel like it was like a crossover.
Yeah, look at y'all. Y'all don't even know who was president that time.
children.
You know who it wasn't under?
My president, Barack Obama.
Okay.
It was 2002.
Bush.
Who didn't get left behind? Bush. Because 2001 was the thing. Never forget the thing.
What's the thing? Yeah, never forget.
We will never forget the thing. We'll never forget it.
Yeah, why she ain't tell us about that? Shit. Yeah.
Alex, because she was at the check cashing place.
Oh my God!
She was looking for her
you
money.
Out, all of y'all done.
She was at Western Union.
What check, sis? She didn't make no money. She ain't had no money.
or wait, or maybe she did know and she was going to get on that flight, but she didn't.
Oh.
So she was stingy?
Y'all are done.
No, y'all
You're
are
fucking done.
Done.
I always take it too far. It's
You're
me.
You're fucking done.
It's me.
You're done. You're done. I'm the only one who's being good here.
You're right. You're right.
Punky, you are being amazing.
I'm the only one who's being fucking kind and nice.
I didn't take a nap today. That's why.
So Miss Cleo came out admitting that she wasn't a psychic, but did claim that she studied under a female high priestess in voodoo for 30 years. So she can put that hex on you. She put that thing on you.
She Mama Odie from Princess Tiana.
You watch a lot of Disney movies.
I got a niece. Yeah.
I got a niece. Oh my God, not you being a gay man with a niece.
You got a niece.
That's very the other two. You're actually a black gay man with a niece. They wrote you. Oh my goodness. So
that's a good Lifetime movie. I'm sorry. My brain is tripping.
No, that's amazing.
Black gay man with a niece. Like, that's a good movie.
That's beautiful.
Is that the name of the movie?
That's the name of the movie. It's going to be on Tubi.
That sounds like a Tyler Perry. It sounds like Madea, black gay man with a niece.
Okay, trademark, copyright.
Wait,
that's my shit. Yeah, I'm about to write it.
Wasn't Idris in a movie like the Idris album?
Daddy's Little Girls.
Daddy's Little Girls.
No, he was a daddy.
Daddy's Little Nieces.
He wasn't an uncle.
Daddy's Little Nieces.
He was a daddy? Okay.
Daddy's Little Nieces would bust. Okay, Tyler, we're giving it to you.
That sounds like a porno.
It would bust. Say, that's what I'm saying. It'll bust. Pun intended.
Yo, that's
not
going
to be able to use it in this episode.
Yeah. Daddy's Little Niece.
I'm not going to hell with y'all. Get y'all one way.
It's too
y'all
late.
I want y'all to know something before you go. Lacey, in the backstage, she was like, y'all go off.
Yeah,
that's what she
did.
She
did.
So,
she did.
She up here.
She did.
It's her.
She said, go off.
That's the direct.
She up here trying to act like. She up here trying to act like she didn't know who she asked to do this show.
And then Punky was like, should we pray?
And we prayed.
And she prayed.
Lacey over here putting her prayer cloth over her lap. Like, she's like, oh no, I can't. I don't know what y'all do. You know how we do, sis.
I can't believe you gonna snitch on me like that.
Y'all go out and then you don't want to tell us
like
your mama
Christian
here.
Christian girl acting like you didn't
know
want us to do this.
This is your company. You know what I mean? These your people. We all know these people. You know what I mean? Like, these your people. These your people. So, you know, you like, oh, my cousins don't know how to act, y'all. I'm sorry.
I can't take them anywhere. So, Miss Cleo came out and said that she is not actually a psychic, right? And then she also came out again as a lesbian.
Damn. Finally some representation. Yes.
Right. That's right.
That's right. That's she was saved.
Right. Look at her. Sitting next to Ellen. Problematic lesbians unite.
No.
That's right.
Everybody, this is fucking embezzlement. Okay. This
everybody.
Is what I want for myself.
That's a win.
Yeah.
That is a win.
Rock your body.
That is a win for the community.
I love that Miss Cleo is with her friend that she takes to the family reunion and tells everyone that it's her roommate.
Yeah.
It's giving like white linen roommate, like homie energy. I love it. Ms.
You
Cleo
know that white woman went to
life.
Africa a ton of times.
So much.
She got a picture with a little Somalian baby and everything.
That's a nice white lady. You can tell. You can tell.
Yeah, she needed one because she ain't had no money. So she was like, yeah, let me go ahead and get broke off real quick.
There's so many things on her shirt. That white lady volunteered.
It's the beads for me. It's the beads around her
and
neck.
It's crazy, too, because you
those
know.
Those were gifted to her from a village.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy because you know Miss Cleo was strapping her down. You
woo!
Know? Look, you can clearly see. You can clearly see what the
that
dynamic is.
That smile says
I'm
getting
the only one that sees that, right?
Ooh.
Oh, no, they're not.
She's strapping her down.
No, the way you look, like you knew what they was talking
strapping
about.
Strapping her down.
She's wearing a fucking chef's hat right now. Like, she's...
Yeah, Miss Cleo be cooking in the kitchen. Yeah. That's what that means.
Making pies with my baby. Hey.
Strapping her down.
Yeah, flipping that thing.
No, well, not the pussy well done.
Oh. Yeah. The pussy well done. No, the woman was white, so it was definitely medium rare. Yeah. Oh.
So at the end of the show, we always ask, good Lord Jesus. Yes, who was over there quoting scripture? Yes, sis.
Amen.
Yes, I'm very excited too. So I will be at the merch table in the corner if you want to talk to me for a second. We can take some pictures.
Tell them to follow us. Everybody follow us.
So, I'm going
to
be at the
bar. We're going to go down the line. Marie Faustin, a baddie that you can never kill.
Yes, yes.
Plug all your socials, anything you want to plug.
Yeah. So my social, my Instagram is Reezy, R-E-E-E-Z-Y, for those who can't spell. And I host a show here monthly. It's called Why Are You Single? The next one. Woo! The next one is on October 25th. Come.
Next, you have Sydney Washington.
Thank you, white women that are clapping. And nobody else clap?
Yeah, give it up. This is my first lady.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy. You will be hearing from my people. My Instagram is justsydbw, JustSydBW. And thank you. And I have a show November 8th at Chelsea Music Hall.
Yay.
It's called Sid Got Game. Yeah.
And next, Punky, who has spilled Casamigos all over the stage.
Right. I didn't even know they had Casamigos here. That's crazy.
Listen, Cindy is punished. You're punished.
You like it?
On a Sunday?
You know what? You know what I know about y'all little scam goddess people?
Yeah.
Y'all are petty and messy as hell.
That's your clapping!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like they know who they are, sis.
Amen.
You're petty and you're messy. You get people fucking in trouble, and I fucking love y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, Chris. Where can they find you? Any socials, anything you want to plug? Sheena.
Where do you want to be found, Punky?
That's what we say.
We put the red light on her. She sounds hot.
What you say?
She's going to be busy tonight.
What you say? I got my backpack. What you say?
Punky!
I always got my backpack.
Punky said always strapped when she hits the clue.
I stay strapped and I don't mean seat belts, nigga. What's up?
Oh my God.
Okay, well, Punky, that was not hot.
Punky, right, let her know where you can be
found. Any social media besides your strap?
My bad.
They can't follow your strap.
Yes, they can.
Wait. The strap got a page?
Wow. There's more lesbians in here than I thought.
Yeah, that's crazy, because when we were backstage, Sydney came up to me and she was like, it's a lot of gay men in there. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's for you. It's for you.
Whoever you are, I'm going to find you later.
Oh!
You still have not told them what your Instagram
is.
Yes! Oh, my bad. All I'm saying is you better not be a white woman.
I think she might be big.
Is your vision bad? She's definitely black.
I can't see. You black?
She might be white.
Oh, they snitching. They said she's Caucasian. Okay.
They said she's Caucasian.
Anyway, it don't matter.
You know what? Whoever you are, my backpack.
But she's got a baby fat coat on, so she's mixed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's white. It's white with a
You're
little.
You're done. You're fucking done. You go. You're done.
She's white with a little embezzlement drizzled on top.
All right, my bad. Sydney's done. All right. I'm sorry.
First of all, what is your Instagram, girl?
It's coming right now. It's coming. First of all, before I set my Instagram, Lacey the shit, and I'm glad y'all here for her.
Yes, that's right.
Y'all turned up for the gap.
Yeah, agree 100% on that. Yeah.
And thank you. Thank you. So P-U-N-K-I-E on everything, Johnson. That's it. What can y'all see me? I don't know, nigga. Tune in Saturday night, bitch.
Yes, on Saturday Night Live. Yes. That's the flex. And Alex, I know you've been waiting so patiently as Punky sets up her dates in the crowd.
Punky!
Alex, take your cardigan off and then share your socials.
Yeah, give a little arm.
Take your cardigan down. Yeah, take it off.
I'm just letting her do it. Yeah,
yeah, take it off.
You gotta flex.
Yes! Okay, this is not a Tyler Perry production. What is going on here? Punky!
No.
No, he got fine as fuck during the strike.
Indeed.
Yeah, I saved up all my money and went to Dr. Miami. I got cosmetic surgery.
Alex got a BBL arms.
My donut backstage. I was on a plane like this.
Alex, you be
for two reasons.
You be in the sky like that and on the ground like this.
Yes.
Alex!
The one and the two.
You have to stop.
I have to tell these people on Instagram. Yeah.
Punky, are you gay? What's going on now?
I'm telling HR tomorrow. Yeah.
You know Dirty Rock don't give a fuck.
Not about me. Yeah, okay.
Judith! You got work, girl. You got work.
Okay. My Instagram is
he's so fine.
This
damn
is the longest outro we've ever done.
Sorry.
You know who you hired. Fuck.
But I've been undressed. Yeah.
Alex, you've taken longer than Punky. What's your Instagram?
It's at, if you just type Alex English, I usually am the first one to pop up. Yeah. Wait.
What?
Oh. Rob the wrong nail salon. That's what she said.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, damn.
Y'all been to the bar,
huh? If you
type
Alex English, if you type the words Alex English into Instagram, I'm usually the first.
What's the grinder?
What's your grinder, nigga?
Oh, my
what's
God.
What's your fucking grinder, nigga? What's your grinder, nigga? I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
The fuck?
What's your fucking grinder? Alex so fucking fine, I couldn't help myself.
I don't have
he's so fine, I can't
Punky's
help myself.
Regular. Punky's regular.
I knew New York was going to be a mess. Listen, I knew.
I'm losing my
you don't need. I don't need to say
Brian,
what my
come
is,
help
is. If you open the grid, it should say 0 feet away. That's what it is. You'll know what it is.
But no, Alex English, the handle, the English in my handle is the E. The E that spells English is the number 3. It's numerical. Everything
okay,
else,
that's
yes.
It.
But if you just type my name, it should pop up. And then
okay. It'll be in the episode notes. There. Okay, guys.
It should pop up.
No.
Oh, what November, else?
It should pop up, pun intended.
November.
It should pop up.
Yeah. not unlike
Punky,
her dog Booty
today?
Hall.
What's going on?
But one last thing. But I'm going to be in the New York Comedy Festival in November. I'm doing an hour of stand-up at Chelsea Music Hall.
He's so good.
At November 12th, so if you want to come.
Pull up. He's so funny. November 12th, where?
Chelsea Music Hall. November 12th, so next month. Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. Amazing. I want to thank you all so much for being here and acting a goddamn fool. Thank you all for coming out.
Thank you, Lacey.
I love you, Lacey.
Lacey. Wow.
This really means so much to me. Congregation, I love you all so much. I wouldn't be here without you. I'm not gonna cry.
Yes.
And as always, at the end of the episode, I'm just gonna tell you all to stay. Good night.
Yeah.
I'll be by the merch Scam table in a little
bit. Is.
Scam got it.
Y'all make sure y'all show that love for Lacey. Come on, y'all. Show that love for Lacey. Let's go, let's go.
Scam got it. This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Executive producer of Scam Goddess Live is me, Lacey Mosley. Producers for this episode are Emily Jones, Judith Cargbo, and Cody Fisher. Special thanks to Jared O'Connell, director of engineering at Earwolf and the Bell House Theater, and their staff, because y'all were lit. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar, and our audio engineer is Sam Kiefer. Research for the show is done by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.